Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The last couple of days,
yeah,
dark days for Denver. Dark days. First, beloved Chauncey Billups.
Yeah.
Goes down.
So sad.
And now today, more breaking news. Casa Bonita, the Cliff Divers, they're being screwed.
They are being screwed, by the way.
Like, really bad.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, boy. Oh.
No, they're called performers.
The restaurant imperils. I mean, we've got a real conflict going on over there at Casa Bonita.
Listen, they're going to strike.
They are?
Yeah, they're going to strike. It's been approved.
In their Speedos?
In their Speedos.
They're going to be on the street with signs in Speedos? Mm-hmm. That's worth a drive-by.
You know, without them, it's nothing but a big pink restaurant.
Yeah, seriously, what do you watch when you're there?
Exactly. Okay.
Whoa. So you're Team Speedo? Yeah,
of course I am.
Not me. I'm Team Sopapilla.
They actually make less than the servers.
If you don't know.
And they're performers.
Yeah. If you don't know what we're talking about, there's a rate that performers have to be paid. They're part of a union, right?
Yeah.
Is this out of Los Angeles?
Yes.
The union?
Yeah. So it's the Equity Union.
What's it called?
They agreed in 2024 to be union. To hire, I mean, it's Trey and what's his name? Their union.
Trey and Matt.
They're union themselves. So when you're union people, you have to, you know, like, do it the right way.
No, union people are shysters. What you do is you're part of the union. You hire people outside the union so you don't have to pay them as much. And that's exactly what they've done here.
They're literally union people, so they need to hire performers that are union. They agreed to be union in 2024. They said, yep, all right, we'll do it. Well, then they've been, what do they call it, him hawing around,
baby.
Him hawing around. And they haven't stepped up.
You must have heard him haw over Buds.
I don't know.
Where'd you get him haw? Him hawing around.
I feel like that's a Buds term.
Right? Yeah. I'm sure it is. Anyway, so they were him hawing around, and they haven't stepped up to the plate with money. And now Brooke Shields, who is the equity president, said, listen, and I quote, without the performers, you have nothing but a big pink restaurant. Well, boom! That's beautiful.
They've got a good person on their side here because, A, she's president of the Association of the Equity, whatever the union is, right?
Right, yeah.
Not only that, you know, the divers there in that little pit there that they dive in, that little lagoon, keep in mind, she starred in Lagoon. Think about that. Oh. She was in the movie Lagoon. You go to Casa Bonita, there's a lagoon, boom!
All right, here's 7, 8, 9, 10. That's what my therapist said to do. And that way I don't chin check you.
Here's Brooke Shields defending the Speedos.
Actress Brooke Shields is taking on the South Park creators to fight for Casa Bonita performers.
She is president of the union that represents the performers and complains that they are not paid enough. Right now, the workers are in negotiations for...
She was in Lagoon!
...a new contract. So here's some of what she said.
I just want to say that these workers were... not making a living wage, like actually not. And in fact, they are being paid less than their coworkers who are actually serving the food. And, you know, that's before you factor in tips.
She points out they've been...
She kind of talks down the servers there. Do you hear the way she said that?
No, she just was talking like...
Hang on a second.
She didn't talk down to the servers.
Hey, Brookie, listen to the way she says this. They're getting paid less than those people that serve the food.
She didn't say it like that at all.
Not making a living wage. Like, actually not. And in fact, they are being paid less than their coworkers who are actually serving the food. And, you know, That's before you factor in tips.
She points out they've been bargaining for a while and says management is not taking negotiations very seriously. Shields asks owners, Trey Parker and Matt Stone, to pay attention to the situation and help the performers.
What's going to happen here?
They're going on strike. That's what we got. Yep. Nothing but a big pink restaurant. That's all we got.
So you don't think Casa Bonita can get through this problem they got here?
Well, it doesn't seem like they care that much. I mean, they've been negotiating since 2024.
So can they? So they can't exist without divers and a monkey?
No, of course not.
That's Casa Bonita. Thing.
Yeah, it's nothing but a big. Big pink restaurant. You go, Brooke.
Brooke Shields. She doesn't seem very forceful. A lot of energy behind her fight.
Oh, my God.
You know, maybe it's why it's going on so long. It's like, it's Brooke Shields.
I mean, they did that in 2024, though. You know.
Yeah. And they make so much less than those servers. All they do is food.
Well,
we dive.
I mean, have you watched the divers? They're pretty darn talented.
Look, I applied to be a diver there once, okay?
If you remember. Cannonballs don't count.
About 3 years ago.
Belly flops.
Right before they went under. Before these Matt and the other clown bought them. Look, I put in an application to be a diver over there, and they turned me down.
What was it? Is this one jackknife, where you can pull one knee up? Is that
jackknife? No, that's the cannonball.
That's both knees.
That's both knees.
No, that's called a
jackknife.
Yeah, jackknife. Maybe you're right.
I think I am right.
And then there's a preacher seat.
Remember the preacher seat? You're praying?
Yeah, the preacher. I can do them all. I put that on my resume, Jamie. I put it on the resume when I applied, and they said, we've got divers. We're good.
It's a sad day in Denver. Sad.
Oh, they're going to bring in scab divers, somebody says.
Maybe
go over to the YMCA, man. Pick up a couple of divers. Nobody's going to know. A couple of cocktails, and those people sitting there eating their burrito, they're not going to know if you're professional or not.
You can't bring a scab in. Hmm? You can't cross the picket line.
Really?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Why not?
Because.
And where are they going to find another monkey?
Yeah.
Another gorilla.
That monkey stinks.
Oh, my God.
What?
Last time I was there, I think he's a smoker.
Oh, you know what?
I know he's a drinker.
I want to apologize. What? It's the can opener.
Oh, the can opener.
Sorry, friends. Sorry about that.
You got the can opener, cannonball, and then the preacher seat.
Yep.
I can do them all. Just call me. Hey, Matt. What's the other guy? Trey?
Trey,
Matt, if you're listening on the Odyssey app, call Beach. You know, look at my body. You don't think I'd make a good cannonball?
He's got them all. He's got all three moves.
Look at me. I'm a can opener. Look at this, Jamie.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.